Reverend Jesse Jackson, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and family, on this sad day in so many ways. Emotional depression manifests itself in many different and painful ways. I want to talk briefly about the prison telephone scam. In Chicago, Cook County, it costs $15 a minute to make a telephone call. In Georgia, $17. In California, $22 a minute. In New York, 50 cents. Two companies, two private equity firms, own 80% of the prison telephone calls. They make $1.2 billion. We are going to Cook County tomorrow to get them to rescind the contract. There must be a national movement. Rescind the contract on prison telephone call exploitation. You have a relative in jail, Tom. They call you, collect. If you say no, you crush them. If you say yes, you can't pay the bill. We want to break up this prison telephone bill scam. Hmm.
All right, Reverend Jesse Jackson, thanks.
God bless you, and let's keep praying.
All right. $22 a minute? $15 a minute?
Good night.
Wow.
I know.
I didn't know that.
I did not know that either.
And the prison's contract to the phone companies to allow the phone companies to rip
to folks charge off, that kind of money.
Charge that kind of
and
money?
And you're right, rip them off of that kind of money.
Uh-huh.
That's one way to keep them from calling.
That is. You know how much this call is costing me? Hang up now.
Yeah, send me a prison pose picture.
$22 a minute. $15 a minute. Even the 50 cents. He said one of them, 50 cents. And the prisons and the phone companies make $1.2 billion off of just prison calls?
And the way they hold us hostage, you would think they wouldn't have to charge that much.
Gotta cut out sex talking on the phone.
Yeah. You might have to come here.
Similar.
You have to do this in person. This is costing too much.
Similar, did you hear about this woman in Oklahoma who just got out of jail? She was sentenced to 12 years in prison in Oklahoma for selling, get this, $31 worth of pot
that
to an undercover
crazy cop.
And she did 2 years of the 12 years, and she just got out.
That is crazy for $31.
Mother of four. And
how do you not know that's the police? Nobody buys $31 worth of weed.
And the children are now 11, 6, 5, and 3, and they've been without their mother for 2 years.
It's her fault.
$31.
That's so sad.
I blame her.
$31.
What do you blame her for?
Nobody buys that's a setup. When somebody, you selling weed and somebody says they want about $31 worth,
mm-hmm.
you run. Because that's the police.
She's
very simple.
She was 27 years old when she was sentenced. She's now 29.
Mm. And she did 2 years.
And she did
31 bucks worth of weed.
Yep. Wow. Yep. The lady who accused the rich French man of rape in New York.
Dominique Strauss-Kahn.
It is said that she's going to get $6 million in a settlement.
He said no.
He said no. No, you're not.
You're not getting that kind of money. You might get something, but it's not $6 million.
But reports are that he borrowed $3 million from his girlfriend.
His ex-wife. Yeah.
And borrowed $3 million from the bank.
His ex-wife lent him $3 million?
To go away.
Just leave.
Wow.
Leave.
And they say that the former May Diallo is going to get $6
million. Mm-hmm.
But he says no.
No, I
yeah, okay.
He's fighting this thing all the way.
But the deal is supposed to be signed sometime this week.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he said no.
Okay.
No. Yeah, he said it like that.
No.
No. No.
C'est pas possible.